Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat to have Nancy Lord with me this week, former Utah Republican National Committee woman and producer and artistic director of the Bluffdale Choir. Susan Spears is here, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, and Charlotte Jessup is my guest, the president of Smedley Financial. This is sort of staying in the same genre as we were just talking about resiliency in young people. And then I read this week something that I thought was so interesting. There is a new apartment complex going up right down the street from me here in Salt Lake City. And the apartment structure was created with loneliness in mind. That loneliness is an issue for young people, perhaps more now than it's been in some time, if more now than ever. And so they're building this apartment building. Instead of each apartment having its own everything, so it's all completely enclosed, that you have your own room and, you know, bathroom area, so you have that privacy. But the kitchens and living spaces and workspaces are communal, sort of like a dorm. Except for you don't have to be a student at a university. You can just be a young person who wants to not be completely holed up in your apartment, never seeing anybody. When I read about that, Susan, I thought that was really interesting. I hope it's a financially viable endeavor for them. What did you think when you saw that?
Well, you know, I kind of like the idea. It honestly sounds kind of fun. And, you know, we were just talking about COVID and we have these lingering effects. Our young people that are in this age group, I mean, they were isolated for that time. They were doing school online. And there are so many challenges just with needing to learn how to communicate, how to mingle with people, how to socialize and do something outside of the job. So I think that there is more good in this, and I certainly hope that it is affordable. I mean, we certainly have the housing issue, but...
That would be awesome if it's more affordable, too.
Right. I see more wins in this. I don't know what the safety and all that looks like, but I certainly see huge opportunities for these
spaces. Now, that's
interesting.
You bring up the safety issue. I wonder if there's an age limit. I wonder if it's limited to people, you know, 30 and under or something, so that you wouldn't have some guy my age, 60-year-old guy who wants to live there. That doesn't sound good. That it should be a mingling place for young people. That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends. If it's private property, I would imagine the landlords could write up those leases however they want. I don't know, but I think that it provides some really great opportunity and some challenges, mental challenges that we're experiencing, not only in our community, but in the state and in the nation.
Yeah, if older people can have their communities where you have to be 55 or older to live there, why couldn't it be the reverse? What, Charlotte, what do you make of this?
You know, I agree with what you've been said. I think it is fascinating. And I actually spent an hour looking at the website, checking it out. Because to me, community is everything. I just returned from a women's conference where I'm on an advisory board. And one of our biggest concerns is how can we create community? Otherwise, you have isolation. And you talk about the expense of the apartment. And I think, boy, even if it's almost close to the expense of living in an apartment by yourself, you're not isolated. When they're single and they come home, they go to their apartment and shut the door, they're alone. There's no community where in this type of environment, the door is open. They can choose if they want to associate or be part of a community. I think it's groundbreaking.
And I saw, too, but you probably spent more time on the website than I did, but I saw that they have all kinds of other amenities in the building, too. So all kinds of things that young people would like.
Oh, yeah. A gym, a pool, a place where you can order out right there or go and get your morning breakfast, drink or whatever right there on property.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of a place that I toured on the University of Utah campus. I think it was called the Lassonde Institute. I saw young people living in communal spaces. There was a restaurant downstairs. There were pool tables and foosball tables. And there were people, you know, starting new businesses. And it was this massive, wonderful interaction. But I thought you'd have to be a student at the University of Utah to be able to take part in that environment. And there are more kids, Nancy, lately who are choosing not to go to college for whatever reason. And they shouldn't be denied those opportunities.
I agree. Yeah, I spent a long time on the website, too. And I think it said it was patterned after the Lassonde place.
Oh, really?
So they're thinking along those lines too, that, hey, not just for university students, but for young adults as well. But I think it would be good to have a place like that where all aged adults could be, so that, because when we isolate young people away from older people, we don't learn to respect each other's perspectives. And I think it's important that we mingle with each other, that we work and play and do all kinds of things together.
That's interesting. I'm sorry, Charlotte, you were saying something and I cut you off. Please offer.
I was also, when you talk about collaboration, and I look at that work area and the collaboration that can go on where people can work together. So many people work remotely, and so many young people are starting their own businesses, you know, built around technology. And I just think that's great incubator space for new ideas.
Incubator space. Oh, that is, I love that. In fact, I want to call this to my, I have two teenage sons who sometime in the next few years, I'm sure, will be wanting to branch out on their own and maybe would be interested in having this be a first step toward independence. But I do want to focus on what you said for a moment, Nancy, before we move on. And that is that there is something to be learned with intergenerational living that I don't want that to be lost. You know, and I don't know exactly how they're going to set it up here, because I do think that we get in our generational bubbles and we start making jokes about other generations and we stop listening to them.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think we also, you know, we mentioned the incubator. I think that along those same lines, I like what you said, Nancy, about the intergenerational learning to get along. But I think that there's opportunity for mentorship and reverse mentorship in these kinds of environments. You know, we have these kids that are starting their incubator businesses, their all this stuff, but we have older generation that can say, you know, that can guide them along business structure, how do you do strategy and all that kind of stuff, that may not have the technology or that kind of savvy. I mean, these kids are coming up with amazing things, but they don't know how to run their businesses, which is something that the older generations we know how to do. And if we could mentor each other, can you imagine the good things we could do?
Yes.
And I love when you say that, mentor each other, because it's not that we just teach and don't learn. We older generation folks, we learn too, I think, every bit as much. All right, another quick break. Back in a moment. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.